Now, I take the leaves and breathe upon them. When the black breath blows and death's shadow grows and all lights pass, come, Athelas, come, Athelas. Life to the dying in the king's hand lying. And then I crush them and cast them upon the water. Faramir. Faramir.
My lord, you called me. I come. What does the king command?
Walk no more in the shadows, but awake. You are weary. Rest a while and take food and be ready when I return.
I will, lord. For who would lie idle when the king has returned?
Farewell, then, for a while. I must go to others who need me.
There. So it is the king. What did I say? The hands of a healer, I said.
Here is a heavy blow indeed, for alas, the Lady Eowyn was pitted against a foe beyond the strength of her mind and body. She is a fair maiden, fairest lady of a house of queens, and yet I know not how I should speak to her.
What mean you, Aragorn?
When first I looked on her and perceived her unhappiness, it seemed to me that I saw a white flower standing straight and proud, shaped as a lily, and yet I knew that it was hard, as if maybe a frost had turned its sap to ice. Her malady begins far back before this day, does it not, Eomer?
I marvel that you should ask me, lord. For though I hold you blameless in this matter, I knew not that Eowyn was touched by any frost until she first looked on you.
I saw also what you saw, Eomer. Few other griefs amid the ill chances of this world have more bitterness and shame for a man's heart than to behold the love of a lady so fair and brave that cannot be returned.
But what can be done for her now?
I have maybe the power to heal her body and to recall her from the dark valley. But to what will she awake? Hope or forgetfulness or despair? I do not know. And if to despair, then she will die, unless other healing comes, which I cannot bring. Awake, Eowyn, Eomund's daughter. Lady of Rohan, awake, for your enemy has passed away. The shadow is gone, and all darkness is washed clean. You must call her, Eomer, for she loves you more truly than me. For you she loves and knows as sister does brother, but in me she loves only a shadow and a thought. With you I leave her, and you must call her.
Eowyn. Eowyn.
Eomer. Oh, what joy is this? How long have I been dreaming?
Not long, my sister. But think no more on it.
Oh, I'm strangely weary. I must rest a little. But tell me, what of the Lord of the Mark?
He is dead, but he bade me say farewell to Eowyn, dearer than daughter. He lies now in great honor in the citadel of Gondor.
And what of the king's esquire, the halfling?
He lies nearby, lady, and I will go to him.
Eomer, you shall make him a knight of the Riddermark, for he is valiant.
Indeed he is, and the valiant shall receive his reward.
Eomer shall stay here for a while, but do not speak yet of war or woe until you are made whole again. Great gladness it is to see you wake again, to health and to hope.
To health, it may be so. At least while there is an empty saddle of some fallen rider that I can fill, and there are deeds to do. But to hope, I do not know.
Come, Pippin. Let us see how your friend fares.
Poor Merry. Aragorn, is he going to die?
Do not be afraid. I came in time and I have called him back. He is weary now and grieved. And he has taken a hurt like the Lady Eowyn by daring to smite that deadly thing. But these evils can be amended. So strong and so gay a spirit is in him. His grief he will not forget, but it will not darken his heart. It will teach him wisdom.